This audio boot is an audio response to David Ciccone of Mobility Today. His original audio boot was detailed scams and YouTube reviewers. Now, I'm the owner, I'm the operator of UnlimitedCase.com. I'm the 16-year-old kid that runs the business, trying to make a little bit of money off my site, and that's what I'm doing. That's what I wanted to do. Now, I've been a YouTube reviewer long before then. I've always tried to make myself the most honest, the most straightforward reviewer there was, and I think that I did a pretty good job. When I created Unlimited Case, I wanted to bring it into my YouTube area in the fact that it would help me with viral marketing. It would help spread the word. It would help get things out. But my biggest problem was I didn't want to create bias. And that's one thing I saw. In two different instances, both the review You Played David and another one, they gave the case such a high rating and said, oh, blah, 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 blah. It was almost, as you said, like an advertisement. And that's something that really hurt me, something I really didn't want. Because as a reviewer, if I had sent myself a case, an example, or if another YouTuber had sent me a case and I didn't like it, I would have told people. I would have been, you know, this is a good case, but it's not worth the money you're paying. Or this isn't a good case. Or blah, 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 whatever, whatever. And so that's one thing I wanted to do with Mike Panetta or MTP Flyers was I know, I love Mike, great guy. I know that Mike is an honest reviewer, and that's why I wanted to send him a Phantom and an Epic, because I do know that he would give an honest review. And if Mike doesn't like it, then it's probably not a good product. If he says it's bad, probably not good. So I wanted to give it to Mike so that he could give an honest review on it and help people whether or not to decide it. Honestly, it's my number one priority if you buy my product. It's my number one priority if I'm respected and known as an honest person, not a person who's trying to make a dollar. So I love my cases. I'm not saying that because I sell them. I'm saying it because I really do like them. But that really has been bothering me. I don't want advertisements, and I think it creates a lot of bias on YouTube in general with a lot of YouTube reviewers. Oh, well, this company sent me the product. This is great product, 5 stars. If you're the reviewer that always goes, oh, this is crap or whatever, chances are a company aren't going to send you stuff. But that's the thing that's hard, is becoming an established and well-respected reviewer. And that's one thing that means a lot to me and meant a lot to me with Unlimited Case. Now, as for the liability issues, we have noticed this. We have noted it. They're all over. DealSniper.com, actually, they sell it. They're a huge company based in Japan, and Apple hasn't taken any, zero action at all. But I will... I do think once we run low on our stock, if Apple hasn't approached us, we'll take it off. And if Apple comes to us and says, hey, we want this off, or they order a cease and desist, it's gone. It's gone. I'm doing what Apple does. And once we run out of stock, there aren't going to be any more Epics. That's one problem we came across and one reason we wanted to adapt the Phantom as well. So thanks, David, for your audio boo. I really respect you. I'm a huge fan, and I'm glad I talked about this. I'm glad you talked about this. And it means a lot to me to know that I'm one of the better YouTube reviewers out there, and that I try, and that people like Mike and people like Carlos do and give honest, fair reviews. Because the people that don't, it hurts for me as a company. Even it looks like I'm paying the YouTube reviewers to say good stuff about me, and that's the biggest thing I didn't want. If I had sent it from another company in China with no sticker on there, they probably wouldn't have given it the same review. Or if they had, they wouldn't have made it like a commercial. So thanks, David, for doing this audio boo. Thanks for taking the time to speak about this. These are my thoughts. Please let me know what you think back. And that's about all I wanted to say. Hey, thanks, and have a good one.